I don't know how we go back to these folks that own the 28 acres or are looking to retain it and tell them that they have to rezone their property. I understand theoretically where we're coming from, but of wanting to clean up the zoning regs, but if they feel like we're kind of trying to protect them from themselves, if that house burns today, they're in the exact same spot, whether we buy 13 acres or don't buy 13 acres. And I mean, at least we're cleaning up half the problem, because I don't quite understand what we're supposed to do then when we need to go back and tell these folks that we've been working with for a long time that we can't buy their property and unless they rezone their entire parcel.
Mr. Deedle?
Yes, although I wouldn't say it that way. I wouldn't word it that way. It's the city requiring it, so it's not your fault, first of all. It makes it sound like it's partly your fault. It's not your fault. It would be the city's requirements, so they should only be mad at us.
Are you going to go visit them and tell them
this? I can give you their number.
Some of my previous jobs, I did have to do that. I haven't had to do that here, though.
I think the city can unilaterally rezone property, I believe, without a petitioner's request or... it seems like
we have a history of not doing that, though.
Okay,
St. Martin's.
Well, then how are we?
27.
Then how are we supposed to do this,
Mr. City Attorney? All right, go ahead, Joel.
I was just going to say that we would conditionally approve this CSM as we've conditionally approved the rezoning to be completed when the additional other rezoning is also completed.
I understand what you're saying, but we still get back to the fundamental issue that we don't own and nor are we trying to own that component of the parcel. So I'm just thinking about this conversation that we're going to have. If the city is going to do it no matter what, because it's a city issue, I think that's a very different position. We can say, hey, the city is going to rezone this. But if it's suddenly now the onus is back on us, where if they say we really don't want to rezone this for whatever reason, if the city's not going to push it and say we're going to rezone it, we're stuck and the deal's dead. So I'm trying to understand actionable items of how we should move forward.
Mr. City Attorney.
Maybe in lieu of the condition is a statement, a nota bene to the property owner, understanding that the property owner would receive a copy of any adopted resolution, that notwithstanding any approval of the rezoning and the certified survey map with regard to the entire parcel, the southern portion, lot 2 under the CSM, is zoned by split lot zoning, which is has not been permitted under the local zoning code since 1998, if it was permitted in the 1968 zoning code, and that in the event of the loss or destruction of 50% or more of the existing single-family residence structure upon the area zone multifamily R8 zoning, the existing structure use of single family would not be allowed to be constructed / reconstructed without rezoning the property to single family and single zoning district for the entirety of the property.
I believe that could be done, although I'd still prefer the fix it now. I would add, though, to it, the property should be a property owner should be aware of that so they get the choice. They might be worried. It's an old home, it's not up to code, it could burn down. We've almost burnt down once before. They could have a history here and they could say, I'm okay with the rezoning. I don't like that condition that if it does burn down, then I can't fix it up until we clean everything first. So if you're gonna go that direction, add something that if the property owner is okay with that, that's the route we go. If the property owner says, nah, we're okay with rezoning, then we do the rezoning now.
If I just have a question.
Mr. Mills.
Sorry about that, guys. So are you suggesting then that the entire 28 acres gets rezoned to single family district?
Not your portion.
Agreed, but so there's 28 acres.
His remaining portion, yes.
So there's 42 in aggregate. We're looking at 13. You've got 28 plus or minus down to the south. So the suggestion is then that the entire 28 acres goes to a single family?
Correct.
I could see them not being real excited about that, but I think I'm also thinking about from a standpoint of if that house burnt today, I mean, there's in understanding what Jesse's saying here, they're in the same spot. I mean, because they can't rebuild that home today because it is in an R8 zone.
But it saves them time and money if it's taken care of now rather than if it's at some point where they need to have it, like if they want to sell it to somebody else and that person wants it cleaned up beforehand.
Well, the time and money issue I get in terms of the rezoning. There's a practical matter too, though. I'm not sure under today's leadership we'd ever zone that parcel single family. That'd be M1 or M2 instantaneously based on what's surrounding it. It's my view. Commissioner Morrow.
So if I understood the conversation correctly, I think I'd like to make a motion that we amend 6 as proposed by the city attorney and negotiated with the planning staff, because I don't see single family housing as being what we really want there eventually, correct?
Correct, but absent of a plan or a proposal, that would be a placeholder.
Yeah. Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second?
Well, I'll second it.
I'll second.
Okay, Mr. City Attorney.
One more time, Mr. Dito, there's no specific requirement that on a land division, which involves a singular parcel, which is currently split lot zoned, to be corrected. You're just doing the practical recommendation, correct?
From a practical standpoint, it's an existing condition, but not consistent with the UDO. So then,
but is it a technical requirement for an approval of a certified survey map that any existing split lot zoning for a single parcel created by the division be corrected?
No, it's not in the CSM section of the UDO. It's in the general standards, I believe. It's, 15-2 of the UDO, I believe, is where it is. So it's not, it's
that
in the UDO, but it
doesn't
contain
no split lot zoning.
Correct.
Yeah. But this already exists.
Anything else from the commission? All those in favor of the motion to essentially delete 6 and insert a condition as read into the record by this. Is there a motion to, it's been moved and seconded to essentially delete condition 6 and add a note to the CSM as read into the record by the city attorney. All those in favor
with,
of that? I'm sorry?
Mr. With city language attorney. Changes as determined appropriate by staff.
There you go. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Mr. Morrow? Is that your second? Mr.
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Condition 7.
So, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe 7, 8, and 9 kind of all wrap into the same general thought process where we're going to be coming back in with a site plan, and that's part of we can't proceed until we have that site plan approved by this body and the council. We don't want to put conservation easements on the CSM prior to having it discussed by this body, because that could really cause an issue with not having an actual site plan being approved, of having to move things around, and it would seem quite problematic to us. So we'd rather deal with these issues at the time and place that we come in for the site plan.
Rebuttal?
So yes, sort of similar from the standpoint they want to defer this. The difference, as Jesse's probably scratching his head, these two conditions are in the CSM portions of the UDO. Another practical point I would point out is it's the conservation easements for the entire property. If we defer it, there's no clean way to make this existing property owner slap a conservation easement on his end. He'll say, I sold my part, I'm done. I don't want a conservation easement on my remainder. Again, I'd say he wants something, he wants a CSM. This is the time the city says, in exchange for a CSM, you provide the conservation easement.
Mr. City Attorney.
Is the existing single-family residence probably going to be within the confines of a conservation easement?
Based on the information we have to date, no. I believe it's all going to be at the back end, the east end of the property.
So then there's a practical consideration about all this. Commissioner Haley.
It's required. Well,
put your...
Thanks. It's required, but the wetlands are there. They're going to have to be delineated and put into a conservation easement ultimately. Those lines aren't going to change. We're not asking them to modify it on the southern parcel. They just record a conservation easement on the parcel they'd be acquiring.
No, we'd be...
I can respond to that.
To both parcels.
Both parcels.
And so from our standpoint, so that's, it's you're spot on and accurate with that. So we've actually been working with the DNR. There's a couple of pocket isolated low quality wetlands in the center that are going to be filled as part of this. So if we go on right now and place conservation easements on these low quality wetland areas that we're working with the DNR to receive all the necessary fill permits and go through that, then we'd be placing this on just to immediately come back and have to vacate them. It just doesn't, to us, it just doesn't make any, doesn't make a lot of practical sense.
Could they exclude those three wetlands from a conservation easement with some method than just the reverse method if they don't get approval to fill?
It's the conservation easement is based on the Natural Resource Protection Plan. The Natural Resource Protection Plan has to show all the wetlands. And then the only way to get rid of it is if you do a Natural Resource Special Exception or you get the DNR to determine that it's artificial wetlands and regulations don't apply. Or they get their Army Corps approvals to, or DNR approvals to fill in some wetlands under the new state legislation.
And they're working towards that. So let me see if I can be clear on this question. If they produced a CSM with conservation easements on it, excluding with a note the area with those three isolated ones that they're working with the DNR on, if the DNR comes back with their approval, no harm, no foul, right?
Again, we can't speak for the DNR. We can't predict. If the note said something like, if the DNR, you know, determines these are artificial, then this wetland delineation and the associated conservation easement ceases to exist or I don't know, something like that.
That would be a solution as far as I'm concerned.
But, yeah, so I'm thinking it's got to be shown on the CSM, but there could be a note on it that says if you get your approvals, then it ceases to exist.
And that's fine, because I think the underlying, with these isolated wetlands, if the DNR doesn't agree to it, they won't be filled. And then, so this goes back to, you know, we have to go through all of the steps, just trying to not put a big monkey wrench in the middle of this, because then we're going to be immediately back trying to vacate these. So as long as we can just show the areas that we, you know, we've all talked about generally where they are, DNRs, we've had multiple meetings with them, if we can show it on there that it... that somehow those aren't permanent.
How would that be shown on the CSM? You'd have a conservation easement that basically goes away upon permit approval from the Army Corps?
Yep, it would be a note. Although to make it clean, the property owner would probably want to follow through with recording something. But at least there'd be a note on the CSM that explains what's happening.
Just trying.
But we need to record the CSM to
get it to the DNR, right?
Well, we need to.
Well, to do the property transfer too.
For the property transfer, which is, you know, outside of this, but there's a practical timeline here.
So again, the suggestion is you do your natural resources, your conservation easements, include those three wetlands, make it a different crosshatch, put a note on the side that says pending DNR approval.
These can be vacated.
Yeah, something like that.
And then we'd have to record an instrument after that to update the plat and then pull them off.
For the commission and staff's information, trying to keep this moving so the deal can close so we can continue moving forward on this business part. That's what's going on here.
to answer SR's questions, my thought would be if we word it right, you don't have to, but to make it cleaner, you might want to record another document saying, clarifying that not that you have received those DNR approvals and it is now gone.
Yeah, I definitely think we would not want something lingering on that CSM in with conservation easements. I could see 10 years from now, everybody looking back to wonder exactly what that means. It would be problematic.
But my goal here is to get it recorded so that you can get the land closed and
which
yada, yada,
I fully
yada, right?
Appreciate.
And then next month or a month after you get it closed, you come back for a different CSM. Just taking those out permanently and re-record that one. I'm trying to buy it.
Is there a way that you can, that this conservation easement is basically gets voided upon receipt of the Army Corps permit?
That's what we're suggesting.
Instead of doing another CSM and
That's what Joel is suggesting.
Because I'm also thinking about the end users here and whether council's going to look at me cross-eyed and trying to explain this to them. So I just want to make sure we're trying to get it as succinct as possible.
Because I think some of these, you know, we've been through a couple of these where this conservation easement has come up, but really, you know, this wetland is regulated like three times. Like right now it's a wetland. We can't do anything with it. It's protected until permit. And then the UDO has wetland setbacks, buffers, protections. And then you layer on top the conservation easement that confuses, that's pretty confusing. And it's, you know, when you put it on a document that's going to be recorded, sometimes it's hard to reverse out of that. So I think the mechanism is as long as the permit is received and that the lines on the CSM don't mean anything after the receipt of that permit, I think it can work.
I lean to Jesse's opinion on that too.
Mr. City Attorney.
Are these wetland areas going to be applied for total removal, so there will be no wetland on the property?
There'll still be wetlands, significant wetlands on the property, but just not these ones.
Okay, so it's a piece of it.
Correct.
Correct.
So it's not as if you could, here's a CSM without the wetlands, here's one with the wetlands, and then you could, all right.
Well, I have a question. If you have a thought,
Commissioner Haley,
move forward.
No, sir.
What is the status of the wetland delineation on these properties? Have they been field delineated and surveyed? And has the DNR
had multiple meetings with them? And
so here's what we did: we had an assured delineation done. I'm not sure the date. So we have three isolated, degraded, farmed wetlands. So we've met with the DNR on three different occasions in office, and then we had a site visit right before Thanksgiving. The permit is being processed right now. We've done an alternatives analysis to reduce the impact down to a point where we think we're now in a general permit status, so this can be administered, you know, it can be granted administratively. So I mean, we're working through the process. There is no red flag from the DNR on these wetlands. The concern is placing this conservation easement on a CSM that we need to record. So if this idea works where these lines evaporate once we have a permit.
Yeah, again, to finish my thought. So you've already got the delineations and they've been surveyed.
Correct.
So they can be shown easily on the CSM. It's just a matter of how they're designated.
Yeah, right. They are.
Yeah, they're shown on the CSM. Well,
then my concern was time, because you wouldn't get a delineation until spring.
No.
And
yeah.
So
absolutely.
I think this solution can work.
Okay.
Keeps you moving.
All right, so which conditions do we modify to make this happen?
I think we'll stick with number 7 for now, and then it would be to revise condition number 7, direct staff to prepare a note to be placed on the CSM that accounts for DNR decision and determination about the status of the wetland. If the wetland is deemed artificial or they receive their permits that it's not under their jurisdiction, then that portion of the conservation easement and that portion of the NRPP and those delineations on the CSM are null and void and do not apply anymore.
Okay, just adding that language suits the need here?
And then it still leaves up to you which way you want it. If you want it, just that's good enough for you. You have a note on the CSM that covers you, or if you want to follow up someday in the future and record another document that really state, and this is the date we received the DNR approvals and,
of course,
and that kind of stuff.
That doesn't, we don't care about that. That's their
no.
business, right? Okay. So, okay, so is there a motion to delete Section 7 and add the language to allow a note on the CSM relative to the three isolated wetlands and DNR approval?
So moved.
No, second.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Add to it.
Add to it. Oh, okay.
Add to,
add to it.
That, that was my motion.
And
yeah, I'll second it.
Add to it. Yep. Okay. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. SR?
8-9. I think 8 really bakes in the same component. And Joel, correct me if I'm wrong, but they seem linked. With the outlot issue.
They're linked, but the outlot requirement is not a CSM requirement. It's just a longstanding city practice requirement that we always put the natural resource features in an outlot. It's not required by the UDO. It's allowed, but it's not required. It's just a longstanding practice.
Mr. City Attorney.
Instead of a piece of paper of record for 50 years from now, that's got little hatched areas and a little note that says that. You can do that right up front.